Shimon Schwab says something quite incredible. He explains that these paragraphs of La'olam Yehi Adam, where do they come from? They come from a series of brises called Tana Debei Eliyahu. We're not exactly sure who the author is. Some people say that it was a Tana from the time of the Mishnah that had a revelation from Eliyahu HaNavi. Others say it was someone called Abba Eliyahu. It doesn't really matter. But it starts off La'olam Yehi Adam Yerushalayim B'Seisa. Always let a person be God-fearing in private and then in public. Then we carry on with the whole text of the tefillin. We end with the words, B'shuvi yishvaseichem enechem HaHashem, when I bring back your captivity before your eyes, says Hashem. It's interesting that the Ramah tells us we have to preface this whole tefillah with the actual beginning of the brisa, which are words of Musa. You know, they're really meant to be more inspiring rather than words of tefillah. One approach is brought by the Sefer Tzilus Avraham and says this bracha is not mentioned by the Gemara. And we have different minhagim whether we end it off with Hashem's name or not. Generally, Nusach Ashkenaz does, Nusach Sfarad doesn't. Whether you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Shem Chabarabim, or Baruch Mekadesh Shem Chabarabim. Therefore, it becomes a suffix, a doubt whether we should make a bracha. In order to avoid this issue, the Ramah says we should learn the Braisa. Learn this piece every single day. And then it becomes Talmud Torah. And then you can carry on saying the bracha with the name as well. Meaning you're just reading it verbatim, which includes the bracha, and then you're not saying it as a bracha, you're just reading it as a piece of Torah. Which means that when we learn, or when we say this, I should say, it is a piece of learning. It is meant to impact us. The Siddur is made up both of passages of Tefillah and also of pieces of Torah. You see it all the way through, whether it's the Karbonas, whether it's Bamim Adlike and Pitam Akteres. There's plenty of pieces of Torah that have been interspersed into our Siddur, and this is one of them. La'olam Yehi Adam. Always be a man. What's an Adam? I believe it's a Maharal who explains that Adam is Dam plus the Aleph, it's blood plus the one, the Aleph. The Aleph is always a reference to Hashem. Taking Hashem into our lives, our physical lives, turns us from Dam, just blood, to Adam. But there's something else as well. We human beings have to make choices. We can either be Adam Miloshen Adama, earthly, physical, material. We're called Adam because we come from the ground. Or we can be Adameh. As the pasuk says, Adam el Elyon, I'll be like the one above. I'll be like the ultimate one. Adama or Adameh. That is the challenge that we have. Who are we going to be? Are we going to be physically or earthly? Are we going to be heavenly and spiritual? Every human being has that choice to make. It's unique. We're not animals, we're not angels. We're not purely physical, we're not purely spiritual. We're a unique blend of both. And that's the challenge in life. We have a physical body, we have a spiritual soul. Who's going to be dominant? La'olam Yehi Adam. Be a person that can reach for the stars, a person that can live a heavenly life in this world, b'seisa v'galui. Whether in private, whether in public, be honest, be consistent, be striving for something much, much higher.